It's the kind of cultural practice we wish we could spread all over the world. Suspension of conflict in a time of games, celebration, and dances to honor the earth's bounty. Makahiki season is underway, and Kauai's Kamoku o Mano Kalanipo Pa'ani Makahiki is on for this weekend. Julie Kane'ali'i is one of the coordinators, and she's on the phone from Waimea. Good morning, Julie.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
Don't you wish everybody had Makahiki all over the world? It'd be kind of a nice settling down of a lot of things, wouldn't it?
I do, especially watching the news this morning. It's very troubling.
Well, the whole, because part of it is that whatever conflicts that were ongoing between people, city-states, any kind of interest groups were suspended during Makahiki, right?
Yes, absolutely, they were. And on to fun and happy times.
Well, how does that take hold in a community? I mean, was that something that everyone just sort of agreed to and laid down their weapons back in the pre-contact days?
Yes, it was. It was a time of year that was designated, so it was an annual thing. Everybody knew that it was happening, and everyone was involved, and I guess on the same page with the way that life was during the Makahiki season.
The impetus being the harvest, is that right? Is that accurate?
During this time?
Yeah.
The crops were already harvested, so the land was let to lay fallow so it could rejuvenate. So it was a time for the land and the people to be able to rest and rejuvenate for the upcoming, for the time after Makahiki season was over.
In a way, so people sort of emulate the rhythms of the earth itself, it sounds like.
Absolutely, yes. The Hawaiian people were definitely connected to everything and knew that this time, especially when it was raining so much, you know, it's hard when it's raining. I live in one of the rainiest spots in Waimea on Kauai.
Oh, yeah.
And so you know when it's raining, you can't really get out and do your yard work and tend to things like you need to be. And so instead of fighting Mother Nature, you go with what's happening.
That's probably just as well. So you're in one of those areas on Kauai where you get hundreds of inches a year, yeah?
Yes, we do. We do. And I've lived on Kauai quite a number of years, and I didn't realize how much rain this one valley gets. But it's absolutely beautiful and amazing.
Well, you were obviously adapted to it.
Oh, yes, you have to. You have to. It's 68 degrees here. I just went and looked at the temperature. I'm absolutely freezing. I'm all bundled up. All the windows are closed. And I'm not doing anything.
Well, good for you. That's as good a way to celebrate as.
Well, I shouldn't say anything. I am going over my checklist to make sure that we are ready and prepared for this weekend.
Well, and quite a bit of preparation is called for in an event like this, right?
It is. Yeah, there's a lot of little details with putting this on. We're offering 10 games, so we have to make sure that all our implements are in order. And we have all the awards, and that's kind of the main focus is the games and the people that are, you know, will come out and participate in them and focusing on that. We've added a craft fair. We do have food booths, and we have some people that from the community who are doing some outreach, to let people know what their organizations are doing. But the main focus is the games.
Well, and Makahiki comes with a full complement of games that have long been associated with Makahiki coming out of pre-contact days. What are some of them, Julie?
Some of the ones that we're offering are Hakamoa, which is the chicken fighting, Ulumaika, O'o'ihe, Moa Pahe'e, Pa'uma, Uma, Kukini, and the ever-popular Huki Huki, which is the tug of war. Everybody absolutely loves to do that.
I bet.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are just, and Konane. We do a Konane tournament. So we just decided to focus on those particular games. But there were hundreds of games that were associated with Makahiki.
Well, Julie,
and different levels of them.
If you would, just give me a quick capsule description of a couple of the ones that you just mentioned.
Oh, okay. So, O'o'ihe is throwing a spear at a banana stump. In ancient times, it was a way for warriors to practice, and they would throw the spears at each other. But we have a lot of school-age children, and so we're doing banana stumps.
Yeah, I think that's...
We figured that would be a good idea.
I think that's some variation is called
right,
for.
Right, right. And then we have kukini, which is running. So we do a 50-yard for the younger kids and a 100-yard dash for the older division. Pauma is the standing wrist wrestling. Uma is where you lay down on the ground and you're clasping hands and you try to get the opponent's hand down to the ground. So a lot of them are very similar to things that we know in the Western culture.
Sure, sure.
Ulumaika is rolling a stone. And then Moa Pahe'e is a sliding dart. So those are kind of, I think, two of the most popular. The kids really love the Ulumaika.
In ancient times, these were sort of, and that's true of a lot of games and sports, that they're sort of peacetime celebrations of warrior skills, right? Throwing spears, wrestling, that kind of thing.
Yes, it was a way to keep the warriors fit during the downtime.
So there's a little bit of an acknowledgement that... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, so that was, that's one part of the games and the activities that happened, because it was for everyone. It wasn't just for the men.
Well,
to participate in. Yeah.
What kind of turnout have you had in years past, and what kind of turnout do you anticipate, Julie?
Well, it's interesting because we decided, like the Lono banner in ancient times went around the island in a clockwise manner, that we would take it to four major districts on Kauai. So we did Hanalei in the beginning, Kapa'a, Koloa. This year is Waimea, so that will complete the circle. And every year it's different. It's mainly been from the school, the kids that are from the school in the area. So we've had between 100 and 150 people actually participate in the games.
Well, Julie, given your location, I wish you good weather for this Saturday.
It's going to be, I think it's going to be beautiful. A little chilly with the winds coming down from Kauai, but that'll be nice so everyone participating won't get too overheated. But we were just out there yesterday taking a look at everything, and it was just absolutely beautiful.
Well, there are lots of people around the world who don't consider 68 degrees particularly chilly, but they don't live here, do they? Thanks a lot, Julie. Julie Kane'ili is one of the coordinators of the Kamoku o Mano Kalanipo Pa'ani Makahiki this Saturday at the Waimea Athletic Field on Kauai. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.